Foreign relations was formally established in Paris in 1919, along with its British counterpart, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. The men who founded this group were Colonel Edward Mandelhaus, Walter Lippmann, Herbert Hoover, Eustace Percy, Paul Warburg, Isaiah Bowman, James Shotwell, Alan Dulles, Christian Herter, Archibald Carey Coolidge, and David Rockefeller. The Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs can trace their roots back to a secret organization founded and funded by Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes became fabulously wealthy by exploiting the people of South Africa through his diamond company, De Beers, which was funded by the Rothschilds in 1887. This is where the term Rhodes Scholar derives. Some notable Rhodes scholars are Rachel Maddow, Cory Booker, Bill Clinton, Pete Buttigieg, George Stephanopoulos, Ronan Farrow, and two of Joe Biden's cabinet members, Gina Raimondo and Jake Sullivan. The Council on Foreign Relations is an independent think tank dedicated to controlling members of government, business executives, journalists, religious leaders, and civilians regarding foreign policy. The Council on Foreign Relations has launched an international initiative to inject agendas and ideas into the public and control the leading institutions by tracking the decisions and policies of the G20. The G20 is an international forum for the governments and central banks from 20 countries around the world to discuss policies pertaining to financial stability. The members of the G20 include Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, the European Union, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, South Korea, Turkey, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The current leadership of the Council on Foreign Relations is President Richard N. Haass, Chairman David Rubenstein, Vice Chairman Blair Efron, and Jamie Misick. Richard N. Haass is a Jewish Rhodes Scholar, and his background includes working for the Department of Defense under war criminal George H.W. Bush. He also has ties to the shady think tank, the Brookings Institute. The other leaders of this think tank spent time working in the CIA, for Henry Kissinger, the Lehman Brothers, and have experience with other prominent financial institutions. These are the current corporate members as of February 2021. George Clooney is a member and has a current residency in Venice, where he was married at the Black Nobility Hotel owned by the House of Gonzaga. He was married by his good friend, the former mayor of Venice. Angelina Jolie is a current member along with Hillary Clinton. Do you think it is a conflict of interest that Joe Biden is a member of this biased foreign policy society? In addition to the annual conference, the Council on Foreign Relations provides an ongoing collaboration with its members to experiment with technology and responds to breaking crisis. There are two types of council memberships. The first one is for life, and the second one is term, which lasts for 5 years, available to those who are between the ages of 30 and 36. To be nominated for life, you must be nominated by a minimum of 3 members. You can view the entire roster of all 5,000 members by visiting the Council on Foreign Relations website. The Council on Foreign Relations controls over 3/4 of the nation's wealth. The Council on Foreign Relations runs the State Department and the CIA, and they have placed over 100 Council on Foreign Relations members in every presidential administration since Woodrow Wilson. This group works to misinform and disinform the current president to act in the best interest of the CFR, not the American people. The men and women are part of a secret team that play key parts in carrying out the psycho-political operations on behalf of the president. This secret team is set up as circles within circles. Not every council member knows exactly what psycho-political operations are being planned or what their exact role in the operation is. This compartmentalization allows them to deny responsibility and deny council sponsorship of the operations. The secret team includes Council on Foreign Relations members in top positions of the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government, television, radio, and newspaper corporations, law firms, prestigious universities, private foundations and corporations, major think tanks and university institutes, and those who hold top commands in the military. Many men who you might recognize being part of this group were and are Allen and John Dulles, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter, George Soros, Roger Ailes, Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Michael Bloomberg, Dick Cheney, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Richard Branson, Tom Brokaw, Edgar Bronfman, Barbara Walters, Katie Couric, Diane Sawyer, George Stephanopoulos, George Clooney, Angelina Jolie, David Geffen, Newt Gingrich, Joe Biden, Les Moonves, Rupert Murdoch, Fareed Zakaria, and many more. One of its founders was Edward Mandel House, who was Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor and rumored at the time to be the nation's real power from 1913 to 1921. On his watch, the Federal Reserve Act passed in December of 1913, while all Americans were home for Christmas and distracted. This act gave money creation power to bankers, and the 16th Amendment was ratified that following February, creating the federal income tax to provide a revenue stream to pay for government debt service. From the beginning, the Council on Foreign Relations was committed to a one-world government based on a centralized global financing system. Today, the Council on Foreign Relations is strongest in the United States and has thousands of influential members, including people in the corporate media. They keep a very low profile, especially in regards to their real agenda. The Council on Foreign Relations specializes in PSYOPs, and their main targets are Britain and the United States. In 1947, Council on Foreign Relations members George Kennan, Walter Lippmann, Paul Nitz, Dean Akinson, and Walter Kroc took part in a psycho-political operation forcing the Marshall Plan on the American public. This PSYOP included an anonymous letter credited to a Mr. X, which appeared in the Council on Foreign Relations magazine called Foreign Affairs. The letter opened the door for the Council on Foreign Relations, controlled Truman administration, to take a hard line against the threat of Soviet expansion. Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., a historian and good friend of John F. Kennedy, called the Council on Foreign Relations, quote, a front organization for the heart of the American establishment. The group meets privately and only publishes what it wishes the public to know. Its members are only Americans. Past and current members of the Council on Foreign Relations are nearly all presidential candidates of both parties, leading senators and congressmen, key members of the Fourth Estate and their bosses, and top officials of the FBI, CIA, NSA, Department of Defense, and other leading government members of top government agencies. Since 1921, the Council on Foreign Relations' power and agendas have been unchanged, and they serve as the virtual employment agency for the federal government under both Democrats and Republicans. The Council on Foreign Relations advocates a global superstate with America and other nations by sacrificing their sovereignty and central power. A Council on Foreign Relations member and founder, Paul Warburg, was a member of Roosevelt's Brain Trust. His son, James, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 1950, We shall have world government whether or not you like it. The question is only whether world government will be achieved by consent or conquest. The Council on Foreign Relations planned a new world order before 1942, and they drafted the original United Nations proposal, presented it to Franklin Roosevelt, who announced it publicly the next day. In 1945, the Council on Foreign Relations members comprised of over 40 of the United States delegates. According to Professor G. William Domhoff, the author of Who Rules America, the Council on Foreign Relations operates in small groups of about 25 who bring together leaders from the six conspirator categories: industrialists, financiers, ideologues, military, professional specialists such as lawyers and doctors, and organized labor, for detailed discussions of specific topics in the area of foreign affairs. Domhoff also said, "The Council on Foreign Relations, while not financed by the government, works so closely with it that it is difficult to distinguish council action simulated by government from autonomous actions. Its most important sources of income are leading corporations and major foundations. Three of the most powerful are the Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford foundations." The Council on Foreign Relations has had stranglehold on the United States government cabinet members since 1947. The National Security Act of 1947 established the Office of Secretary of Defense. Since then, over 15 Department of Defense secretaries have been Council on Foreign Relations members, Rhodes Scholars, Jesuit-educated, or Phi Beta Kappas. This is no coincidence. All of these groups are pushing the same indoctrination, agendas, and goals. For the past 80 years, virtually every key United States national security and foreign policy advisor has been a Council on Foreign Relations member. Nearly all top generals and admirals have been Council on Foreign Relations members. Many presidential candidates were and are Council on Foreign Relations members, including Herbert Hoover, Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, John Kerry, John McCain, and Joe Biden. Think tanks in America are no different and serve the same purpose. Numerous think tanks are staffed with CFR members. Most of its life members also belong to the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, where they operate in secret and hold all the power over the United States and world affairs. These groups all have a tight grasp on media control. In February of 1941, the CFR officially became part of the State Department. This established the Division of Special Research, run by Nazis in America. Their main goal was and is to create psyops throughout the world to push their psychotic agenda. Some of these were the Marshall Plan, the Cold War, and the NSC 68, to name a few. In 1943, the OSS, Office of Strategic Services, released a top-secret document claiming that fascist members of the Council on Foreign Relations infiltrated Hitler's Nazi Party to bring him more power and to justify the World War. When you look back in history, you can tie all the World Wars to the same people over and over again. Walter Lippmann was an American writer, reporter, and political commentator, famous for first introducing the concept of the Cold War, coined the term stereotype, and wrote a book in 1922 titled Public Opinion. Lippmann was a close ally to the Council on Foreign Relations and helped enable political psyops on the American people. In his book, Lippmann paints a graphic picture of what a society controlled by an independent expert organization would look like. A society controlled by an independent expert organization, arranging chains of bondage from childhood by corrupting the society's knowledge base, and deciding what shadows to project on the wall, would be a society of prisoners that couldn't use their heads to act in their own best interest. They would become a society of slaves living in a realm of fear. Lippmann advocated for the Council on Foreign Relations heavily. The Council on Foreign Relations controls the U.S. banking industry and has controlled the Federal Reserve since its inception. Many of the members at the Federal Reserve are also Council on Foreign Relations members. Since 2020, the Council on Foreign Relations is allegedly focused on defense, diplomacy, economics, energy, health, human rights, government, and social issues. Even though the world's economies are currently crashing, unemployment is at an all-time high, teen suicide is on the rise, mental health is plummeting, divorce is rising, and schools in 2020 and 21 have become education reform centers, and yet they claim to care about us. They care about us so much, they now have transgender lobbyists visiting state capitals in the United States to push for gender education to six-year-olds, because that should be a priority for a group of people that make up less than 0.5 of the population. The only way to stop these people are by making their actions transparent. All you can do is educate other Americans about who these groups are, what they are doing, and write your elected representatives and demand they investigate their shady actions. I will leave you with that to do your own critical thinking. Until then, stay safe out there, and don't stop questioning the world around you.